Utah Real Estate Headlines, UT Public Records via NIDR Online, Property Tax, Property Search, and Assessor Access. NIDR Online offers a Utah-focused public records destination for searching Utah records, including property tax, property search, and assessor information. For UT real estate professionals, this provides a practical record source to support faster property research and more complete client guidance. Use the NIDR Online portal to verify Utah parcel records, taxes, and assessor details before client-facing decisions. Utah Real Estate Headlines. Utah DRE shares how-to videos and resource links for licensees. The DRE homepage on the Utah Commerce site highlights how-to videos and a set of resource links for licensees, including topics in real estate, mortgage, appraisal, timeshare, AMCs, land sales, affiliated title, consumer information, licensing information, and GRAMA requests filing. For Utah real estate professionals, this page centralizes practical UT training and reference material in one location as the agency navigates high inquiry volumes. Use https://commerce.utah.gov/real-estate/ as your hub for the how-to videos and UT-specific filing and licensing resource links. Utah Real Estate Headlines. Utah Realtor Commission Survey, 2026 average holds at 5.71%. A February 2026 survey of Utah real estate agents found the average real estate commission in UT is 5.71%, nearly the same as the national average of 5.70%. For Utah professionals, this provides a current benchmark for setting fee expectations and positioning transaction pricing strategies in conversations with clients. Use the 5.71% UT commission figure from this survey as a reference point when reviewing current fee structure and client disclosures. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner-occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. The 4 title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, 4 issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. Cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often 5 figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of UT cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it.